What's up, Feasters? Welcome back to another great episode of The Anime Feast. I'm Dominique, and with me, as always, we have my boys, Tawan.
What up?
And Matthew.
What up, everybody?
Woo! Oh, man. Guys, Tawan's birthday just passed, so we had a good celebration with him. Tell Tawan happy birthday. You know, if you're on the YouTube or on the comments on the social media, just shout out Tawan, tell him happy birthday. I know it would be greatly appreciated.
Yes, it would. Even memorable thing. I got Law tattoo. I don't know if you guys can see it, but that's the best I can probably get it right now without this autofocus, you know, messing everything up.
Yeah, no, it was a great time. We got some good food and got to go and escape a room together.
Full of rats and potions.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
That was so much fun.
Oh, man.
But yeah, guys, I just remember we never got a picture of Wallace in the full witch's outfit.
We did not. That's what we should have got. And then Swan holding up the sword going, huzzah!
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I mean, I guess you could do the same escape room again, but.
Mm-hmm. You could.
We'll just blow through it next time.
Go in there and get done in 20 minutes. Like, haha, record breakers, bitch.
Speed around the escape room.
Oh, man. Go ahead, Matt.
I was like, that defeats the purpose of, like, just completing as fast as you can, like, after you know the puzzle and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be fun.
I'm lucky it'd be fun, though. Like, it truly is, like, how much of it do you remember, like, for real, so that you can do a speed run? Because, like, we know how to do the final part, but do you remember what all the codes were?
I don't remember.
I remember, like, one or two of them, but do you remember all the locks? And we did it 12 hours ago.
Yeah.
And I still don't remember.
I probably remember the first lock and then like one of the number combinations.
I remember Draco.
I remember Spell, Meyer, and Draco. That's all I got. And Draco wasn't a lock combination. It was for the stars. That's all I got.
I can't remember. It was in January. It was a date. March 7th. Maybe. I don't know. I have to look at the piece of paper.
Exactly. But yeah, guys, Tawan just mentioned his tattoo, and it made me think of some videos I was watching today, and I have a question for you guys. We're not going to talk too much about what happened in the chapter. For those of you who are watching or listening who haven't seen or who haven't read the newest chapters, we won't go into too much detail about anything. We don't want to spoil it for you, but the question is, I guess it's a two-part question, and they both involve Law. One, is Law considered to be or ready to be the next Yonko if they take down two Yonkos here? Two, is Law the MVP of Wano?
Yes, 100%. He has not stopped. He's definitely the MVP of Wano, in my opinion. Like, because he hadn't stopped, like, doing anything since they have got to Wano. Like, he's just been constantly putting pressure, making plans, you know, just climbing the tower, putting people in position, even saving, like, the scabbards when they were up there. I don't know. Also, I just love Law, so I'm a little biased, but I do think that he's the MVP.
I don't think he's a true MVP of Wano. I mean, he actually came on as kind of a true piece of one of Wano with getting everybody and accidentally misreading the meetup spot that Kondro was like, oh, cool, we'll just take him out here when Orochi. But I can see him being Yonko. I mean, because... What is Law's true dream again? Is it
Law wants to discover the will of D?
Yeah. So will the will of D be part of the One Piece? Man, because he doesn't seem to be enjoying too much of like, oh, I want to be a Pirate King. He just wants to be there for the adventure, for the knowledge, almost like Nico Robin.
Yeah. And they did, him and his crew did talk about how they do want to find the One Piece, because just rewatching it right after like the Salvadia Archipelago, when the other worst generations were going, I think it was right after like the Marine Ford and everything, the other generations were going, and Law was saying to his crew, they're like, well, we're not going just yet. And they were like, what? Why not? Everyone else is going. And he was like, don't worry, guys. We're still going to go after the One Piece. We're still going to find the One Piece. We're just like, not right now. Type of thing. He was like, follow me. I'm your captain. Just follow me. And they were all like, aye, captain. But like, so he does have the One Piece as a goal.
Just, he doesn't have to be the first one to get to the One Piece, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Also, like, he strength-wise, he definitely can be a Yonko, but I don't know if he just has the ambition to just have territory like that. Like, he's more of a disruptive force than, like, a stationary or established force. Like, I don't see him just having, like, oh, this is, you know, the Heart Pirate territory. Just because, I don't know, I feel like that would be too bothersome and too cumbersome to any of his plans to just have just establishments like that.
Yeah, I also, think...
Okay.
I was going to say, I don't even know how much of, like, having territories is a true thing for the Yonko in terms of just, like, was that something they always did? Because I don't think, like, you know, Roger wasn't really a Yonko because I don't think they had the names at that point. But I don't think Roger really had a lot of territories. Luffy clearly only has, like, some territories because he wants to take them from the bad people. So, like, he wanted to take Fishman Island from Big Mom or whatever. Like, that's the only reason he did that. Like, if Fishman Island was already a territory of someone like Whitebeard or Shanks, I don't think Luffy would care to be like, this is my territory now. Like, I think this new generation doesn't have that mindset. Maybe Eustace.
I was going to say there was a cover art where Bartolomeo was burning one of Shanks's flags. So it's not even necessarily Luffy, but like, also Law didn't have the crew, I feel like, to be a Yonko because like their crews are like extensive.
That was going to be my second thing, because that's what I was hearing someone talk about, was just like the fact that Law's crew doesn't add up, or from what we've seen, can't equal a Yonko's crew.
Their strength is definitely not as compared to like the Straw Hats or even Kid's pirate crew. We don't even know some of the names of Kid's crew, and we know they're just more powerful than Beppo. Like, they just look stronger. I mean, I know looks aren't everything in One Piece, but
I would actually be intrigued to see Beppo go one-on-one with, like, Killer. Mm-hmm. Because we know that Beppo doesn't seem to be that great because of the disrespect Minks get in general from, like, you know, the world government and stuff. So that could honestly be why he's not even considered, you know, a supernova or anything like that. Like, Beppo, for all we know, could actually be hella strong. And it's just that, like, there is no respect given there. And that would be, and so there's nothing really shown because Beppo did try to one-on-one, it's like some Marines and stuff, and even I think Kuma when they were doing the Sabaody stuff, but he had just released John Bart. So John Bart was like, I need to show why I deserve to be here. So John Bart stepped in front of Beppo in like most of the fights, but it could have easily been Beppo. It's like we haven't gotten to really see if Beppo can do a lot.
When we first see Law's crew and when we get into Wano, they're all in jail already.
I thought that was more because of a plan and they're just trying not to like cause too much of a fuss because it's going to wreck something for something else later on. Yeah. So they can't like expose themselves as like, hey, we're actually really strong. Like if they're in jail, they just had to stay in jail and like take their lumps until their captain got there.
Yeah, that's the one thing for Law's crew I've really like noticed is just it's constantly them being held back because Law has a plan. Like Law's like, I have this plan. However, my plan is like, me as the captain going to go do something, so you all kind of have to just like stay on the ship or go get locked up and like don't worry, I'll come back, but like you can't be involved. That's kind of what I've gotten from Law compared to Luffy, where everyone's like, Luffy, we have a plan, and Luffy's like, fuck that, I'm out, and like Luffy just goes does whatever, and so the crew has to be like, well shit, now we have to like do something.
Like we
Luffy's like, I'm going
our plan is
I don't care what the rest of you guys do.
I'll meet you guys at the final battlefield.
Our plan is to compose a plan around what I do and no one else. Just, I'm gonna do what I want to do. You guys do whatever you want to do. Plan. That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
I was gonna say rewatching One Piece that like I just actually on TikTok saw that clip when Chopper was talking to Zoro when they were in with Vivi.
Alabasta.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, the crew doesn't really work together. You guys kind of seem like individual and do your own thing. And he was like, yeah, But at the end of the day, isn't that what you do? Like, isn't that good teamwork? Like, everyone does their own thing. Everyone has their own goals and why they do it. But as long as we have each other's back and we're doing the best that we can all the time, then it's all going to work out, which it does for the one, for the Straw Hats, like 90% of the time.
Yep.
The best plan is no plan at all.
But okay,
I do not live by that, but that is.
So Matt, you said Law would be the next Yanko. It's why you said he could be the next Yanko. But Matt,
I say he has the power to be
no MVP.
No MVP. I think he'd be Yanko, but like you said with the territory, I don't see him gaining territory, or he's just with somebody else. Man, I don't want to say he's going to be affiliate with the Straw Hat Pirates, but I mean, he doesn't seem like somebody who wants just to have land to have land or to rule over others just because he can.
So I could see Law having like a Rogers Whitebeard kind of relationship. Like, they fought just to have fun. Like, I don't really see, you know, the Straw Hats and the Heart Pirates fighting like that, but like, they're just like a mutual respect there. Like, it's honestly probably going to be like that between all three of them. Where are the Kid Pirates called? Just the Kid Pirates.
The Kid Pirates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Straw Hats. Like, because Kid obviously has a young, like, his Yonko power level as well.
So it's funny, like you were saying that about them, because remember, if I'm not mistaken, Kid was supposed to be the rival to Luffy, not mm-hmm. Law. But then
I can see that
Law because became like a fan favorite, so Law's here for the good times.
And that's also one of the reasons that Law doesn't. I mean, people are theorizing that Law doesn't have Conqueror's Haki because he doesn't have the ambition to be like a ruler or anything like that.
Right.
So he has the Will of D. Kid has Conqueror's Haki, and Luffy has both.
Yeah, because the Kid's crew is the only crew I could see. Like, I originally do think that Law's, you know, Law could be Luffy's Roger Whitebeard kind of thing. But the more I think about it, the more I'm like, no, just because, like you said, like, they can't fight. Like, there is no competition between the two of them in terms of fighting. Like, Luffy would wax Law. Luffy's crew would wax Law's crew. Like, I don't think it's any true comp there. Like, honest to God, I really don't. But I see the comp with Kid's crew. Zoro and Killer, two supernovas, they fought before. I mean, Zoro clearly won, but like, I could see it continuing to be a thing. Like, there were people on like when Whitebeard fought, you know, Roger back, and we saw that flashback. Rayleigh and Skipper Gabon were clearly like, you know, they're the one and the two and three of Roger's crew were clearly like waxing Mark, easily handling Marco and Juzo and all of them. So like, but it was fun, like you said. So I could see it being Kid, like, somehow whatever what Luffy's doing is like slowly turning Kid into being less like kill everything and more like, you know, still take down those who are powerful or whatnot, but not go around killing everything, you know?
Yeah. Also, it's always funny to see the three of them in an interaction together. And then always think about that moment when Luffy was like, first one to move is a bitch, essentially. They're like, I'm not going to play this game. And they're all like,
when they're getting it. Fighting two Yonko and you guys want to play fucking horse, or what is it? Play chicken. Come on, man.
Challenge. Challenge accepted.
Don't tell me what to do. Does it?
That's been law the whole time, though. Everyone tells Law what to do, and Law's like, stop telling me what to do, and Law still does what. No,
Law tells Kid what to do, and Kid's like, nah, dude, stop.
Oh, sorry, no. I was saying that Law gets told what to do, and Law's like, don't tell me what to do, but still does what he's been told to do. Move the scabbards, move me, do like your attack first before Kid does his attack. Like, it's consistently been someone telling Law what to do, and Law's like, bitch, stop doing that. Like, no, you don't command me. But still,
that's literally doing all of them. Like, Luffy's the same way, Kid's the same way. He's like, don't tell me what to do. Like, I'm gonna do what I want to do, and does what you ask him. Like, just work together. I don't believe in teamwork. All right, how are we gonna do this again?
Right. I mean, that was kind of like that was like Law Kid versus Big Mom. The whole time was like, I don't believe in fighting together. I'm taking it on myself. And now they're both like, so you go, then I go, then I go, then you go. And then like,
how many more attacks you got? Yeah. Don't worry about that. I only got one more though.
One more. Don't miss his opportunity.
So No, I don't want to discuss that because we're not going into the chapter yet. But so if Big Mom and Kaido fall, is it that we only replace the two of them, so Luffy and either Kid or Law, or are we letting it go to all three of them moving? Ooh, excuse me, terrible burp. All three of them moving up. But it being, so no more being a Yonko, but a, what is it? Go? It's Go 5?
Goku?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't already Goku Goku. Anyway?
Luffy was never, only Big News Morgan considered Luffy a Yonko. He called him the fifth Yonko. No one else gave Luffy that title.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I mean, if they're going to take down the whole system as it is, then they can just replace it. So there might not even be a Yonko system anymore. It's just like, they are strong and they have territory, but I mean, he's just a power in the world at this point. But I mean, that's part of taking down this generation of, you know, Yonkos, is that, hey, we're going to build up something new and better.
No, what's up? They've been at the top too long doing a whole bunch of nothing. So with new era's turn,
you know, just,
it's like they have been sitting around for 30 years just waiting for somebody to make a move on them so they can go find the One Piece.
As Big Mom moves. Said, we've been doing this for decades. We've been ruling this for decades since you were sucking on your mom's teeth. Like, okay, Big Mom, cool deal, but you ain't done shit. Like, I mean, you've ruled the new world, but like, what, you've shared it with three other pirates.
But that's, like, not really yours.
What was, like, you know, what have you been doing to get the One Piece?
Like,
nothing.
Like, yeah, I will say that, like, to be that powerful, like, they have not made, like, any progression towards One Piece. No. It's like, why?
They've had their own road poneglyphs, and that's it. They've, like, taken one road poneglyph each and then been like, cool, this is it. Like, okay, but you need the others, bitch. Like, go. And Big Mom got, as we know from Roger talking about it earlier, Big Mom had a road poneglyph before the One Piece was even found. Because remember, Roger was like, I went and got the scrubbing from Lin-Lin. So Big Mom's kind of been sitting on this even from before the One Piece was found. It just hasn't made a move, like a true also, move.
Also, their goals have never been seeming like they wanted to find the One Piece. Like, mm-hmm. Kaido's just wanted to, you know, have a crew of beast pirates. And he wants to find someone strong to fight to kill him. Big Mom, she wants to literally have a race of everyone. One in her crew and her family. Yeah. So Shanks, we don't really know what Shanks wants.
Shanks wants chaos.
Basically.
That's actually a good point to move over to, is what is Shanks's ambition? I've heard Shanks is kind of like the mediator until it's time for the next generation. So he's kind of like holding the system, kind of trying to keep things in order, keep the balance until, you know, Luffy's time came. Because I don't think Shanks was a Yonko when he left, when Luffy was younger. Like, you know, he was still like a strong pirate, but he wasn't a Yonko, and just got stronger to where his whole crew became a Yonko. But he knows, they know whatever the secret is behind Luffy's devil fruit. Like, they know whatever it is. And I feel like maybe Shanks, because of whatever happened in that situation, and maybe Shanks knows a little bit about the whole 20-year thing from when, you know, Roger and all of them found the One Piece and whatnot, that he's kind of now like, I need to hold the peace, keep the ocean balanced enough to where when Luffy's ready, it's his time to, like, come in and take over Roger's steed. So kind of being like that the middle, literally like the middleman. Like, from Roger to Shanks to Luffy. So kind of like just holding the ground until it's Luffy's time.
I don't know. Like, this bothers me because we know, like, what Shanks has been to Raftel. And it's not like he doesn't recognize anything that's going on. Like, he knew the crew and everything, and he knows how to get to Raftel. I think he still remembers how to do it. He just, like what you said, I think he might be
holding the fort.
I know he didn't go. Him and Buggy were, because Buggy got sick, and he's like, well, I'm not going to go without you, Buggy, because we're best friends. Even though Buggy doesn't see it that way, but...
Buggy, I love Buggy, but Buggy is an asshole. Like, he's like, you're the reason that everything bad is happening to me, Shanks. Literally, it's your own fault, Buggy.
Yeah, but because I still think like Shanks knows how to do it. Like anytime he wants to go to Raftel, he can. He'll just show up probably for the final war.
I don't know though, because how would Shanks know how to get there? They had to get all four rogue poneglyphs and then have them.
He was already part of it, and you don't think the crew's talking?
No, I don't think Shanks was a cabin boy. It wasn't as though Shanks was like a true navigator of the seas at that point yet. And then of course they were going back and forth in the New World. Remember, they didn't go like straight down the path like how Luffy and them were doing it. They had gone from like Wano back to freaking like Whole Cake, and they went over to like, they didn't go back and forth. They went like down. I think they already had one scrubbing, and then they went down to Fishman Island. Like Roger and them didn't go straight down the New World. They went all around the place to get their scrub, to get their rubbings.
Also, the way that anyone goes is different based on their log pass.
The log posts. Yeah,
because no two log posts are necessarily going to take you in the same route. And I don't know, there was never even stated that Rogers went to Skypiea.
He went to Skypiea.
Yes, I think he talked about that. He went to Skypiea.
Yeah, because he wrote that message on top for the bell.
Oh,
okay. Whoever found it, and have all people, and Nico Robin, who can actually read it.
Right.
And it was weird, because, like, what? Odin's the one who could write the language, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Odin was one of the ones that could decipher it. So that's one of the reasons why they took Odin aboard their crew. He was like, let me borrow him for like a year. Just so we can...
so I can finish my journey. Because I'm going to die.
They still did Odin dirty.
The Hour of Legend. Man, was boiling.
Boiling oil and still for an hour and still was about to...
Still would have lived if Kaido wasn't a bitch.
All right, so what else are we watching? We're watching AOT. Well, next week.
We're going to have that discussion after everything's said and done.
Okay.
And will Kara be joining us for that conversation, though?
Oh, I'm a maker.
You're maker.
I'm a maker do it. That's going to be, because, I mean, AOT and Demon Slayer are her favorites, so absolutely.
I need to watch Demon. I think I'm gonna hold up on Demon Slayer until it's all over, so then I can just binge it.
Did you read Demon Slayer?
Yeah, I've read Demon Slayer.
I couldn't remember at this point. I don't remember who's all read what. Like between not just between like us, but like another group that I talked to, they all do different mangas and anime. So I'm like, who's done what?
Yeah, I was like Demon Slayer. That's one that we've all read. Fairy Tail.
Seven Deadly Sins, I believe, right?
Yeah,
we're all done with Seven, and Promise Neverland. I know that we've all read Promise
Neverland. Oh, the Promise Neverland. We can talk about the Promise Neverland.
Oh my God. Season two now.
Whatever.
I did not watch season two at all, because after I heard that they were leaving like a ton of stuff out, and I was just like, yeah, no point in even wasting my time.
Yeah, after I heard that they skipped the whole like garden whatever thing.
Goldie Pond thing.
I was like,
how do you skip that
entire part? Super important.
They left out Home Dude. One smokes cigarette when they go down to the latch for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The older guy.
Is it Hugo? I don't think it's Hugo.
I forget any of their names. It's been over a year since I read, but I remember the story. I mean, other than the main characters and stuff.
I mean, you get what I think. Watching season one of Promised Neverland is good, but after season one, then switch over to the manga. That's what someone was talking to Orleans. They're like, "Oh, cool! Like season two isn't so bad." I'm like, "Oh, because you haven't read it, and that's why."
it's because
they meet Norman after like four episodes in season two. It's like over 150 chapters in the manga before you saw him again.
Yeah, it took forever to meet Norman again. Like,
but I kind of knew it was going to be him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew Norman wasn't dead. Like, they couldn't have let him go.
When they did the whole, like, your birthday, let's go. But then instead of like having a kid, they were like, go in this room. I was like, bet, we'll see you again.
Even as dark as Promised Neverland is, it's not like a Jujutsu Kaisen, you know, Junpei deal.
Yeah, that was messed up.
Oh man, I think that will forever be my favorite because it broke the trope of intros or spoilers. Intros always spoil everything that's going to happen throughout this little part of the season. That was a lie. JJK was the first one to be like, just kidding. That's not going to happen at all. We're killing this motherfucker. And
we just swarm him and making sure he ain't come back too.
Gosh.
I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back for the colon game.
Junpei is dead.
No,
I think they like had some agreement contract thing with the fake ghetto that allowed them to be like whatever as cursed spirits. Junpei gone.
I thought that because the Cullen game literally brings back people from the past. And
wasn't Reggie from the dead anyway?
They were all sorcerers that Ghetto had some type of relationship with, like, he kind of somehow finagled it some way. Like, it has to do with Ghetto and how whatever he did, just like what he did with Megumi's sister. Like, he did something to Megumi's sister, if I'm not mistaken. Is it Megumi's sister? Is that the one who's asleep, who's, like, not waking up?
Who's, like, who's being toxic because she went to the bridge at one time.
Yeah.
Trying to be a cool rebel teenager.
Yeah.
And then you just get cursed and people were dying left and right.
Gosh.
Was she marked or something? Because I know because other people were killed in their home. She's the only one in the hospital, if I remember correctly. It's been
a while since they showed her. But, I mean, not this week's chapter, but the last week's chapter, he did mention her. So maybe we'll see her again soon.
Also, do we think Maki is going to be coming into the Culling Games?
She fucking better.
She better.
I need that in my life.
I think she's going to be like
in the Cullen Games, and I need her to just wreck the fuck to try to step to her. Like, I'm so excited for
her. I want her to be like a Levy and just come in. Like, when you first introduced Levy, just like, just start murdering all the Titans. I just want Maki to just go in there, just start murdering everybody. And then when she gets to like Yuji or somebody she knows, she's like about to kill him. It's like, oh, I know you. We're supposed to be friends. We're on a team here.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking back to our Anime Crush episode, and I'm like, I don't think anyone said Maki. Maki is definitely an anime crush for me.
I would say pre-Maki, not the
any Maki.
You don't like the bruised scar. And scarred, but the most badass Maki?
No, she kicked my ass.
The other Maki would kick your ass.
I know both Maki kick my ass. Other one's a little prettier though. Less scarring. Less little trauma, less little mental.
I mean, there's still definitely a lot of trauma there.
That's a good ass point though. I think other Maki has a lot less trauma than this current Maki. This current Maki is full of trauma.
Yeah.
And what's she gonna do with what's his name with Fushiguro? Because I mean, technically they're part of the same family. And
I mean,
they don't have any conflict. Her conflict was with the actual like. What are they?
The main houses, the big houses,
I'm trying to think of their clan's name. I forgot it.
Zenin.
Yes, she has a problem with the Zenin family. Period. Fushiguro is but isn't part of the Zenin family.
Yeah, he's like he just made the head because you know he had great power.
And then like one of his parents was a Zen, and then like he was given to them.
His dad.
Yeah, he was given to them like by the dad through some of the others. So like, and obviously as we know, he didn't give a fuck about the Zenin family either. So like, it's not like he's part of the culture that was brought up there of like strong must stay in the branch and get all the attention, but if you're weak, you need to die, or we hate you, or we outcast you, yada yada yada. So that's not Megumi. So I think like with that, Megumi and Maki will be like the new Zenin family, and will either just straight up disband the family or
create a
whole new one that is like properly, we are these type of sorcerers. Like, we don't care about your whole, like, we're strong because clearly they're strong as shit, but like, we're not going to go about, if you aren't strong, we outcast you or we force you out, or if you don't have any curse techniques, then we're like, you must go. Like, none of that shit.
I can see them being endgame together.
Yeah.
Is Nobara dead? I mean, I feel like we talked about this before, but is Nobara dead?
I think she's badly injured, if I remember correctly. She's like,
what was the last thing we saw with her? I can't even remember.
She had fucking wrecked.
I think she actually was dead at the end of the Shisubi incident, but then they said something about the fact that there's still a chance.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Which then made everyone go, wait, is that like, you know, is she going to discover some reverse curse technique that allows her to like bring herself back or yada, yada, yada. So, but like half her face is gone. So that's the thing.
Mm. Yeah, because they showed like the flashback with her and like seeing the person is like, oh, like the big city's so great and everybody in the small town hated that girl. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, she got wrecked. That's right.
Yeah. She got
transformed by Homeboy.
Again?
No. What's the curse? What's the dog that did the Jumpy thing? Him. Mahito. She got tricked by Mahito, because remember Mahito split and he had two of himself. And then she was fighting the clone that didn't have a technique while Yuji was fighting the real one, and then they switched in the hallway, so she thought she was fighting the clone, but it was the real one, so he did actually touch her to transform her. That stuff happened.
Gosh, so much stuff has been going on in JJK.
Yeah, nobody knows. I don't know how heartbreaking that to get.
I'm telling that to everyone who's currently watching Attack on Titan. I'm like, you guys have... Oh, well, including you guys. You guys haven't read it. You have no idea. Like, with the last episode, everyone going, oh, this is crazy. Like, what's going to happen next? How this doesn't make any sense. And all I'll say is, the path's confusing people. You have no earthly idea what's about to happen. And I have no idea how they're going to get the rest of this in the rest of the season, because there is so much that happens between right now and the end of the series that I don't know how they're going to do this. But I am so excited to see everyone's reaction to how all of this plays out.
So, like, I remember when the final chapter came out and everybody was talking about it, and like everybody's so like one way or the other of the ending, and but no, I don't. How many chapters are technically left before? I mean, like, if they're going to try and condense in 12 episodes, I mean, I can't see.
I don't know how many chapters, but yeah, I was saying this final season needs to be like 24 episodes, because it's just not possible. It's not possible to get the rest of what happens in this.
Yeah, and also, like, just the amount of content that we've got literally just in this first, what is it, 7 or 8 episodes that happened so far? Like, it's crazy.
Nobara, by the way, her status is currently unknown, because she said, oh, at the end, this isn't so bad. I met some nice friends, and that's the last we heard of her. But I remember her being in the hospital, maybe on a coma machine, but it doesn't really say on there, on her wiki page.
Hmm.
It was like show status. I'm like, oh, so she's probably dead. And it's like, not confirmed dead, but not confirmed alive.
Don't you love it?
Yeah. So she's probably
alive.
Keep
it ambiguous.
Mm-hmm.
Keep feeling your toes and guess.
I guess they probably would have done that same thing about Captain Levi when the whole thing happened with him.
Yeah.
Like,
right. I mean, I don't know why he was right beside, why he put it in there if he knew he might change anyway. Like, it's.
Also, I would love to see. Because we don't know what happens with an Ackerman if they transform into Titans, or can transform into Titans.
I don't think they can transform.
They're not Eldians.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're just the protectors of the Eldians.
Yeah, their family was just kind of went with the Reese family over, or Race family over. So, yeah, but they're not Eldians. That's why their minds can't be their memories. Well, hold on.
What would have happened if Levi actually drank the wine?
I'm trying to think.
Nothing, I guess, because it wouldn't have reacted with his Eldian blood.
Am I thinking about that right? Well, while we're at it, if you're on the YouTube channel.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, if you guys are watching on YouTube, be sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell for more notifications when we go live. We appreciate you guys being in here, and drop comments below on some of the things you're enjoying. Also, remind us, can Ackermans be affected?
I was about to look it up, but I was like, I don't want to get spoiled on anything, so I'm not going to.
I don't think from anything going forward that it would spoil anything for you, from what I remember, Matt.
Yeah, no, I'm enjoying it so much. And I don't like, I want to read to see what happens, but this is like one of the shows I look forward to every Sunday.
Yeah.
To go watch.
Oh, yeah. And especially because of the intro, too.
Mm-hmm. I love that intro. That's like, I think I've got over it because, like, when I went to the store and I had listened to it, I like the hour version of it. I got through about 30 minutes before, like, okay, I think I got it out of my system. Then, like, maybe 15 minutes later, I was like, right here, right now.
That was jamming out.
I love that intro. I know. I think it'll grow on, because I know Kara wasn't the fan of it the first time, but I think she'll
like it.
She'll grow into like it.
Well,
it's so epic.
We'll see, because you know, right now we're not even watching it because she wants to let it build up till it's over and then watch it. Which, I mean, we both know what happens, so it's not like we're missing out on anything.
Yeah.
It's something about seeing it animated, though.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It is so good. But kind of back to JJK, I'm super excited about Chapter Zero coming out next month.
Tickets
are going to the theater? Yeah.
Yeah, the movie.
It'll be in theaters. Yeah. So tickets go on sale the 25th, I think. Like that. Maybe it's the 18th.
Oh, thank you. That's something to do in March.
Mm-hmm. We get to meet Yuta Okatsu.
Yuta being legit right now.
That last chapter, not last chapter, well, not this week, but yeah, the last chapter of JJK. Not to be fucked with. Certified unfuckwittable. He is, though. Like, he's literally just been out in another country. Well, he's in the Americas, right? He's in the U.S.
I don't think it was the U.S. Because I think this is only happening in Japan still right now, right? Just in different districts of Japan.
Well, I thought he was abroad. That's why he didn't participate. Because remember...
you're saying that's not where he's at in the culling game. That's just where he was, and now he's back in the culling game.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense, yes. Yeah.
Because I think he was abroad. That's why when the Tokyo district and the Kyoto district, or Kyoto, when they were doing that little battle.
Right.
He's like, where is he? He's like, there's not even any point in doing this because he's not here.
Yeah, second strongest sorcerer outside of Gojo, which is crazy. And he got his special grade classification back. Like, yeah, he's about to do the damn thing.
Slice him up.
And he doesn't even, like, he doesn't even use, like, his special grade ability most of the time. He's just that badass with a sword.
That fast, that strong. I mean, because when he fought Yuji, he technically killed him and then brought him back immediately. And... succeeded in what he said he was gonna do, but brought back. So you just that dude. Oh, I had another question for you guys, and I forgot it. I feel like it was with this person win or this person win. It wasn't about JJK. Oh, sorry. I think it was. Sorry, I'm gonna jump us back to One Piece for a second.
Yeah.
When Fujitora was fighting Savo, were either of them being legit, / if they were actually fighting, who would win at what difficulty level? And I'll preface this by saying, what I was seeing last night, one person was saying Fujitora was no diffing Savo. Another person was saying, no, Fujitora would maybe win extreme diff against Sabo, but the whole thing was Sabo had just gotten his devil fruit, didn't really know how to use it, and was trying to figure it out, and at the same time was having a pretty on par fight with Fujitora. The other person was like, well, Sabo was like, you know, clearly bleeding and beaten a little bit, but Fujitora looked like he was just fine, so like, know Pooji would win. He's like, what are your thoughts?
In that situation, I probably would have given it to Fujitora. Right now, after Sabo has had like a few months to really learn the Marimari no Mi fruit, I'd probably say they're about on par, like motive.
I think Fujitora is still, I think both in both fights, like, just because, I mean, Fujitora can bring down meteors at a will. And if, what is it, Law and Doflamingo had stuff to cut up the meteor. Mm-hmm. What does Sabo have? He has a pipe. What's a pipe going to do to a rock? To a giant falling rock?
Literally, Sabo crushed the platform for the tournament with one claw. Like, one hand, he just crushed it.
Armament Hockey, Dragon Claw, Breath, Dragon Breath thing?
Yeah.
Not true.
Like,
but he has to find the center before he can do that. So how much time will you really be able to go to a meteor and find the center to destroy it?
But also, he can just turn into fire, so he'll be all right once it disperses, because Fujitora is not technically putting Haki on that whole meteor. Sure. Right?
If you're saying, imagine if he could, though. Oh my god,
that'd be OP.
If he just like did the gravity thing and then sensed the meteors coming down and was just like, let me go put some Conqueror's Haki or some Armament Haki on those real quick.
Yeah, that'd be OD.
And honestly,
I don't know how much gravity affects fire. Like, if Sabo's like completely fire, is the gravity gonna pull down the fire? I guess it's technically molecules and stuff.
Because everybody else can like infuse their devil fruits with like Haki. What would Fujitora's be with like Armament Haki and his gravity?
I can only think of the swords, but you're like, gravity is a force, not like a actual, you know,
yeah, like
physical thing you can touch.
Who are you referencing? Because technically, like Dofi and Kata were Logias, so like,
Dofi's a
Paramecia, but like what they're summoning is still like them. I'm trying to remember how it worked with both of them, because theirs is different from Fuji's.
Well, I guess because like Law's Awakening now affects his, sorry, a little spoiler alert for any not manga kind of, but like Law can shape his room into something that's just not around him.
Yeah, you can
use the room into objects. Applying it to his, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I would think like in Law infusing it with his objects, he's infusing the Haki into the object itself, like with his sword. He's infusing this sword with the Haki, and then... that is quite the conundrum.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't think...
You're making it more convincing for Sabo, but I still think Fujitora will... No, I guess Sabo would win.
Saying he would definitely win. I think they'd be on par. Like, I don't think that Sabo is just stronger than Fujitora, or Fujitora is just stronger than Sabo. I think they're about on par.
It'd be a good fight.
It would be a good fight to see. Like, honestly, what do you think is happening at the Reverie? Because that's been forever ago. So hopefully after all this stuff with Wano and going on with Kaido and Big Mom fights, we'll get to go back to Reverie and see what's been going on with the revolutionaries that were hiding underground. Mm-hmm. And what was the name? Ing-sama? I know. I hate how people are like, One Piece is so long. It's like, yo, there's still so much that had not even been like
scrapped. Y'all don't even know.
It's like, yeah. I still want more. Like, it doesn't stop it. One Piece is an addiction that never ends. I love it. I encourage everyone to try.
I just want to see how he wraps everything up. Like, it's like, I wanted to know the ending, but it's like, no, just enjoy this journey.
And we only got, like, what, one or two more islands? But each island can take it easily, like, 3 years to get through. One island. just
no. Why am I blinking on the name? Like, we know the name, the Giants.
Elbath.
Elbath.
We've got Elbath. We've got Raftel. So at least those two. And then we know that, well, my speculation is that we then have to fight the Marines. But obviously it wouldn't be on a new island, but it would be like somewhere. I don't think there's going to be a battle on Raftel unless it's with Blackbeard. And then we have to go... Well, no, because Luffy still needs the fourth Poneglyph, right?
Yeah, that's on supposedly on
Elbath. That's on Onigashima, right? No,
is it? No, because third one's on Onigashima.
Sorry, yes, they're finding Kaido's right now on Onigashima.
And then they'll go to. I think it'll be in Elbath. That would make the most sense.
Unless Big Mom stole the Elbath one.
Because who would put the one in Elbath?
The Elbathians would probably just have it.
Yeah, because the Giants are just strong like that. Like they.
I'm just saying, like, Big Mom, when she went on her raid, she just, like, went back and just took him. That's how she has a road poneglyph.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like, Big Mom would have taken Elbath's road poneglyph. But maybe Shanks not. Has one? Maybe the Elbath one is Shanks's.
Yeah, because Elbath is Shanks's territory, isn't it?
I don't know.
Maybe I am.
I'm not sure if Elbath is controlled by...
We got the internet, so.
Elbath is Shanks' territory.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Yeah. That would make sense. Okay.
Huh. Yeah, using the new computer.
When was
Oh, your new PC?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna load up some new Beat Saber songs?
No. Well, maybe. We haven't really been playing it a lot recently.
Yeah.
Maybe get back into it. Were you going to ask, Matt? You smiled for a second.
I smiled because, like, I was thinking, one, Beat Saber is fun, and two, do you know where the anime is for Black Clover?
Oh, it's done. It stopped after they were fighting some devil or something, weren't they?
Mm-hmm. Have they got through the 6 month time skip?
Yeah.
That's where they were.
The newest season for that had already started. So yeah, like Austin went into the really crazy magical time thing to like save those people being drained of their mana. All that stuff's happened.
Okay. I'm just like, I haven't touched it since the elves. That's
good lord. That was seemingly forever ago.
And that's when I caught up to everything. And that's.
And you start reading the manga, it's just like, the anime just falls off if you start reading manga.
It does.
Unfortunately.
But sometimes I try to tell myself, just go back and watch so you can see it animated. You know, maybe the fights will be much better.
Also, sometimes, like, I definitely would agree that, like, hey, you forget a lot of stuff, like, that happened. So it's just going back and rewatching and, falling back in love with the show.
It's weird. I was going to say, My Hero Academia, I mean... Once again, I know I bring this up every once in a while, but like I haven't seen the anime, but like I remember seeing season one and like All Might versus like the Nomu, and the Nomu were holding well against All Might in the beginning of the show. At least from what I remember in the manga, it was but in the manga, I mean, it pretty much All Might like almost one-shots them pretty much. I mean, really? He's just worried that he can't just one-shot them every time for how many there are for them for his time limit, but.
Yeah, well, I mean, because when the first Nomu attacked, they were in a training, and then All Might was fighting it one-on-one, and he was like, wow, I would have, like, easily beat that, you know, when I was in my prime. And then he keeps having those situations where it's, like, All Might versus a Nomu, and the Nomu has, like, this crazy durability, so he's not able to just, like, one-shot it like he used to, just because he's also not as strong, and he's constantly getting weaker. And it just leads up to the confrontation with One for All. No, All for One. Yeah. He's like, yeah, so, you know, this is me. I'm weak. I'm, you know, and now I'm turning the torch over to you and Midoriya.
It's your turn. You're next. Yeah, yes. Like, you're next. And everyone was like, oh, my, yeah, he's still on the next villain. Try it and I'm going to beat your ass. And Bakugo and Deku were like, nope, he's talking to Deku. Mm-hmm. Which made Bakugo mad. Why are you talking to Deku? What is going on?
Bullshit.
Like, tell me what's going on. Why is All Might talking to you? Why do you get one-on-one like time with All Might?
Everybody was cheering, you were crying. What's going on here? This is some bullshit.
Yeah, it was like, now I know where you have this awesome like quirk that no one knew about. And it's just like, I love that Bakugo has just been suspicious since day one.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're supposed to get your powers at like a age 8, 9. And then they're 13, 14, 15 years old. And all of a sudden now Deku has a power. I kind of call bullshit on that too.
But it's been a good talk. Wait, anything that you guys are looking forward to, like anime-wise, that's coming up, or anything you're currently watching, reading, that you want to get the rest of us on, besides Dr. Stone? It's on my list.
I know it's on both your guys' list, but it hurts only me. I need to find somebody else to talk to Dr. Stone about just to get it off my chest. I don't think Michael's ready either, so that's...
I'll just, like, keep starting the manga, and I'm just like, what else can I do right now? But it is really good. I just gotta sit down and do it.
I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut. Once again, I'm trying. I really haven't... When I say I haven't had time, I've just been playing too many video games for Devil's Part-Timer.
Devil's a Part-Timer, so good. I'm like maybe halfway through the show right now, and I also want to get caught up. I also want to watch it again just because the season 2 is going to come out soon.
That and Attack on Titan, of course. Attack on Titan, but that's
Attack on Titan and Demon Slayer. How about you, Don? Anything you're looking forward to or currently watching that we don't know about?
No, I am, redoing One Piece. Carol was watching Seraph of the End, but that stopped for some reason. I'm just ready for, like, a lot of the animes that come out this season that I'm, like, really looking forward to, like, Bofi. Remember that one I told y'all about? I don't want to take damage. I'll put on my stats in defense. That season 2 is coming out. Shield Hero, Tower of God. Like, I'm ready for all of those.
Tower of God, let's go. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Tower of God's
going to
be good.
That's what I'm waiting on. Ooh, actually, sorry. That can be the last thing as well. Not last thing, but just somebody. I saw this online the other day too. Who's worse? Rachel? Wait, have you guys seen Goblin Slayer?
Yeah, I have.
I have not seen Goblin Slayer.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
It's not Goblin Slayer. Why did I say that? It's Shield Hero.
Shield Hero.
Yeah, it's Shield Hero. Shield about. Dang it. Dang, Guagas Tuan. Malty, or should I say Bitch, or Rachel from Tower of God? Which one's worse? Like, which one would you push off the mountain?
Bitch. Now, if you knew, like...
I know, I need to...
Like, Rachel's really bad, but Bitch is just...
There's a reason that her name was changed to Bitch.
I know, Rachel did him dirty. And that was... All he wants to do is love her and wants her to succeed. And Rachel is like, I just don't want part of you, even though she's the one that rescued him.
Literally,
the main character's name. Like,
literally everyone shits on the Shield Hero for no fucking reason. They're just like, oh, you're the Shield Hero?
Apparently it's just been that way throughout the generations.
It's like, yo, like, I'm literally a hero going to save people. And
defense wins championships, so fuck you mean?
But yeah, so I'd probably say her. How about you?
Same. Malty / Bitch is the worst. I would give her a spar to kick off the top of all mountains. So, Matt, I don't know how to recommend watching Shield Hero.
Yeah.
You'll quickly be like,
okay. So good.
It takes like two episodes for you to understand why Malty's already a bitch. And it doesn't stop at episode two. It keeps going.
I'll start that soon.
I was like, it's another isekai, but it doesn't follow the same kind of...
Is it on Crunchyroll?
I think it is on Crunchyroll.
It's definitely on Crunchyroll. I think it might be on Hulu as well, but I'm not sure.
That's all I got.
Yep.
Same.
Okay, I just got to see Multi is, and then I can be like, okay, guys, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. But... All right, fellas, it's been a fantastic just discussion around anime in general. I appreciate you guys. Those of you listening in, if you haven't already, please be sure to follow us on our social media. We are on YouTube as Anime Feast, on Twitter as Anime Feast. We are on Instagram as The Anime Feast. And I believe Tawan recently made us a TikTok.
Yes, so they'll be coming out there soon as The Anime Feast as well.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Look at us getting all the social media channels. So be sure to give us a follow, guys. Follow along, comment when need be. We love you guys and we appreciate your support. Outside of that, until next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Oh, stay hungry, my friends.
Peace.